Welcome to the Life Talk Show, sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success with Randy Kay, Diana Hall, and Nikki Tombolides. Our mission is to initiate conversations that enrich and empower your life. And now, today's Life Talk Show. We have actually our first repeat guest. We are so excited. The topic today is decorating on a shoestring, which about 3 months ago, I think we had a progress. So let's bring us back to a show we did really early on here on WDJZ, which was about beauty and our surroundings. And we interviewed you, Diana, about interior design company. And we also had a wonderful guest named Lorraine Lapone, who is a feng shui expert. And Lorraine, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. So nice to be here.
Oh, it's so good to have you. So what happened? Well, why don't you guys tell us what happened? All of a sudden, I'm getting all these pictures from Nikki. These are my before pictures. I'm like, what? So we've actually taken that show to heart very much. And why don't you guys say...
Well, well,
Diane is the boss on this project.
It was definitely a team effort.
All right, yes. So first, you know, because we know what we're talking about, but the listener doesn't. What is it that happened between that show? What did that show inspire that we're going to talk about today that will help our listener?
Well, we affectionately call it Project Nikki, because it was a makeover of Nikki's bedroom, and was a makeover on a budget, on a very strict $1,000 budget.
For an entire bedroom.
Including
the bed, the mattress, everything.
Yes.
Okay.
And it really, what we tried to do was to work with the things that Nikki had in her bedroom, without disregarding the things that she really wanted in her bedroom, and incorporating all of the wonderful knowledge that Lorraine will speak of a bit with feng shui and my experience as an interior designer with color and furniture placement to transform her room, her bedroom, into a new space that she loves to go to every day, I would assume. Is that correct, Nikki?
Yes. Thank you, ladies. I want to take this time, since we're doing the show, finally, I want to thank Diana and Lorraine so very much for their time and their effort and spending long, long hours shopping and also long hours in my house moving stuff. Also downstairs, they did some... placement. They moved the things in downstairs and upstairs, designed the space. Diana running around with a measuring tape, Lorraine with a measuring tape.
All right, so we've got the thank yous, but let's talk about the process, because what we hope that that you, our listener, will get from this is ideas that you can use in your own life and in your own home. We've already mentioned feng shui, interior design, and furniture placement. So we wanted, by sharing this experience, we hope that you will get ideas for how you can make some changes in your own home without feeling like you have to spend $1 million. So, yeah.
Well, first we want to acknowledge that IKEA was wonderful.
The selection that we selected that store from all the stores we looked at.
And we decided to work with IKEA, and they do have wonderful options, and they made it feasible for us to stay within our budget on this makeover project.
Okay, awesome. And as you talk about it, maybe there'll be other things that other resources that you used as well.
Yes, we did.
So let's go back to the beginning. So we finished a lovely show here, and we also had an organizational expert on. Was that the same day?
That was the same day, right?
So, absolutely. And feng shui and organization kind of go hand in hand, Lorraine, do they not?
They do.
They do. So
they do.
So when can you share when you went to visit Nikki's house? And can we just describe your apartment? It has a room downstairs and a small kitchen off of that main room with a half bath downstairs.
A powder room downstairs.
Yes. And then there is an open staircase up to a second level, and there's
the bedroom.
A bedroom,
like,
and a full bath.
Mini townhouse,
right? Right. Okay, so just so we know what we're working with. So Nikki invited you to her home to check out the feng shui, and would you like to share what you found and what you felt needed to happen?
Yes.
No. Lorraine just gave Nikki a look. Can I talk about it?
No. Well, before I go to a client's house, I do some basic research as to what is their energy.
And you're dressed in Nikki's
energy
today.
I always come dressed in the energy based upon their birth date. So Nikki's personal trigram or energy is water. First of all, her birth year element is earth, so my clothes are earth-based. On top of that, I'm adorned in Nikki's energy, which is water. So what supports water is the energy of metal, therefore my gold pen, which she prefers gold. So then the metal supports water, and then water supports the energy of wood. So Nikki's colors that we try to incorporate in her space were gold metal, the color blue, and the color green for wood. So we started with that core.
It's a very nature type of
yes, and it
energy.
Supports her and her energy. So when...
Wait, should we share her birthday at this point for the listener's sake?
If they
you
want.
Don't have to say the year. You can just say the month.
Well, is it? She's a September 25th. The whole thing is... But great. It involves okay. the entire month, day, and year.
Okay.
So Nikki's... then I have a conversation with the client. So with Nikki, we had a deep and penetrating conversation about what she wanted in life and all of her goals. So everything I suggested was based on those goals and aspirations. So we started in her bedroom, which was a key room for her, because like everyone, relationships are key. Mm-hmm. And what I found there, is that what you want me to answer?
Yes, please do. I give you the green
light. Carte blanche.
Carte blanche.
Okay. So what
well,
I,
within limits.
What I, so general and specific at the same time.
Yeah, so what I found there was so interesting because it offered the opportunity for more perfection and growth. Nikki has been sleeping in a single bed.
like a twin size bed.
Yes.
Okay.
So as she referred to it, you mean I have to get a grown up girl's bed?
Big girl's bed.
Big girl's bed. So I said, yes.
Wow.
So it was placed on the right wall because it was against a solid wall. So she accepted the suggestion of a larger bed.
Okay.
Then the second part of that observation was that in what we term the relationships corner.
Which, now, this is funny. Which is which corner as you walk in?
Well, as you walk into the door, it would be the far right corner. And if you overlaid a clock... Mm-hmm. Over the whole room, it would be at 1, 2 o'clock. So in the far right corner, I observed a small refrigerator.
Ah!
So I said to Nikki,
freeze them out.
Do you really want to keep your relationships that chilly? Or do you want to warm them up?
Heat them up.
Oh, I feel good. I've got a nice, comfy, easy chair in the middle
you
of
do?
My relationship corner.
Yeah. Okay. So,
wow, a mini fridge.
Mini fridge because she likes to have water and whatever else at hand. Mm-hmm. And it was very important to her. So accepting those two, we recommended a change of the placement as well. So what happened was that since, if you can picture this, water energy supports wood to grow.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
You need water to grow the trees. So we moved the fridge across to her wealth corner, which is a wood energy. So what ended up happening, she found a piece of wood to cover the fridge, placed the green jade plant, which is a wood energy, on top of that, with a touch of a wonderful red, a light with a lovely antique red shade. And so now we have the water feeding the plant, feeding her wealth, feeding her prosperity, feeding her everything. And then at IKEA, we found a wonderful bed. But that's only the beginning.
Okay.
In IKEA, as the centerpiece, as the focal point to energetically stimulate her when she goes into the room, we found the most magnificent wall hanging.
We did.
It. And
you
it,
all went shopping together.
We did.
Yeah,
we
it
did.
Was quite yes. an experience because I had hurt my foot. Oh, my God. And IKEA is a big store.
Yeah, so we, there was some tossing and turning on the
yes.
selection, but it was the, from my opinion, it was the key element to make that room different.
Right. Was that, would you call that as an interior designer, would you call that a focal point?
Yeah, it was definitely, it was. I would say it was the inspiration piece to the room.
Yes.
Well, typically when you start out with an inspiration piece, it's the first object, whether it's a rug, whether it's a pillow, whether mm-hmm. it's a piece of art, that's the first thing that you look at and you build the room around that. So we didn't do it in quite the order that that would typically be done, but it worked very well because we were following the elements that Lorraine is sharing, and it really did fit perfectly the idea of the print. We did have size parameters and things like that we needed to work through, right, Lorraine?
Right, right, because one of the other lovely aspects of feng shui is the concept of harmonic measurements. So this piece had to be cut down, so I have a super duper special tape measure that is geared to what are harmonic sizes. So when Nikki had to cut it down, it was cut down so it's a harmonic shape that gives her balance when she watches or looks, is able to look at it.
But you took this wall hanging and you had to make it smaller?
Yes. Yeah, well, let me explain that a little bit further. Okay. Because typically you wouldn't be able to, if there's something that's framed, it's a little bit more technical. Yeah. If there's something that's framed and there's a print, and I actually had to work on something like that this week for a client who, in an office renovation, so which made that very much a challenge. With the print that we selected for Nikki, it was stretched canvas over a wood frame. So basically, we had to take the wood pieces out and cut the canvas down,
yes,
which is how we
it
were.
Permitted
so
that
it was frameless. So we need to really be specific.
Okay,
about that.
So just so this is where we are in the process. Let me just stop for a second and reinterpret it for the listener who's seeing through my eyes, because I, you know, just learned about all the details of all
right.
of this. I deliberately stayed out of the loop. So if you're listening and you're saying, I don't know what to do with this room, it doesn't feel right, one of the first things could be to buy Lorraine's book.
Oh, yes.
And to get, you know, if you can't, you know, and it's called Designing a Happier Life, Feng Shui with Lorraine. It's spelled L-U-R-R-A-E, and her last name is Lupone, L-U-P-O-N-E. Is this available on Amazon?
No, I'm self-published, so they can go to my website, Feng Shui with Lorraine.
.com.
Or directly to designingahappierlife.com.
Okay, great. That's probably the easier one to remember.
Yes. And if I can just say, you know, that book, it doesn't only offer so many, Lorraine's been studying feng shui. She knows vast wealth of knowledge on feng shui. But when you read it, it's so easy to understand, but not only that.
So it's not too complicated.
But it's also be a guide, but it's also very inspirational. The book is very inspirational. So if you know nothing about feng shui or you have no interest in feng shui and say, well, that's not really for me, read it just to be inspired.
Okay. So I'm trying to think of it's keeping everyone's budget under $1,000 or for some people even less, because
right.
there are ways you can, you know, get used furniture and stuff. But
yeah.
So the first thing would be to assess the feng shui of your room, and one really inexpensive way to do that would be to buy the book, or if you have more money, you can just hire Lorraine and she'll come over and dress in your energy, which is terrific. All right.
Yes.
So you can do simple things, as we'll talk about toward the end, which you actually did in Nikki's downstairs space, just
yes.
rearranging furniture,
absolutely.
Which could change the entire energy of a room. So
right.
we'll go back to that. So we've assessed, we've moved things around, we've decided on some changes, and the focal point and the colors of this wall hanging that had to be reduced to a harmonic, what?
Size and shape.
Size and shape. Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
So
she gave me the measurements, and a correction, a quick one for Diane. It was not a wooden, it was a metal frame.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had to get a different frame.
Right. No. We just took that frame and we cut it. We gave it to somebody, a friend of mine that knows how to cut aluminum, and he cut it for us.
Okay. And that's part of your budget, right?
Well, that was free because the friend was... you know, when he
listen to have friends that will do things for you.
Well,
for
absolutely.
Free.
And you know, that's really important. If you know, if we can just stop a minute and just, you know, just focus, you know, on redoing a room or having a makeover for a room on a budget, it's okay to find resources to help you. And there are a lot of experts that can, carpenters and that can help you to meet your goals. And of course, it would have to be a friend that's willing to do that, and you can make them dinner if you wish.
Barter. Or,
right, absolutely.
In the case of the TV, because we got rid of the TV, which was like 1,000 years old, and got a flat screen. I asked, it was happened to be my birthday, so I said, don't buy me any gifts, any tchotchkes that I'm not going to use, and get me a gift certificate for a store. And they did, and I went and got the TV.
Right. Okay, so that's
for
not
free.
Part of, that's for free because it was gifts from friends.
Okay. What I'm saying, that was being creative, what Diana said.
Yeah, you know, budget, there's a lot of ways you can include. All right, so right after our break, we'll come back and talk about the next steps and what happened after that. You're listening to The Life Talk Show.
The Life Talk Show is sponsored by Dynamic Printing at 91 Main Street in Monroe, Connecticut. It's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. At Dynamic Printing, all your needs can be met. Everything from business cards to booklets and catalogs with that honest and friendly personal service they've been providing since 1994. Local or shipping anywhere. You can call them at 203-459-8762 or simply visit dynamicprinter.com. Dynamic Printing is flexible and they'll help you with the research and advice you need so that your printing needs match your business goals. They're flexible and they're right there in person. Again, it's internet competitive prices with a storefront you can walk into. Visit dynamicprinter.com for more information or call 203-459-8762. Dynamic Printing, a proud sponsor of the Life Talk Show.
Welcome back, and bringing us into the second segment of this Decorating on a Shoestring, we have a chimey moment. I don't know what to call it. Go ahead, Lorraine. You're on.
Because feng shui is an ancient art and science and sacred, I just wanted to ring the bells again to bring us back into that sacred, beautiful space of focusing on Nikki.
Beautiful.
Okay.
So peaceful.
So thank you for that. I feel
thanks,
very
Lorraine.
New agey.
Right. Very
so
zen.
You are very zen. So thank you. So we're at the point where we've set a budget, done some rearranging in the room, chosen a focal point which reflects Nikki's energy, and was cut down to the harmonic measurements that worked. What was the next step? And you had already chosen the bed at this point, right?
Well, we really enjoyed shopping at IKEA and all the options. So we Nikki selected the covers and some other details, including the pillows, which were a touch of red. So we're pretty much finished with the bedroom. However, there are two elements that still remain that are critical in my mind to satisfy Nikki's goals and aspirations. So in the bedroom, it's ideal if the bed itself has a headboard and footboard. So we were in the position to find a new bed, not just the bedding and the mattress, but a new bed. So the relationship of the man and the woman in the bed, the sexual relationship.
Okay. Or two men or two
or
women.
Or two men
right?
or okay. any, yeah. any relationship. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, in my case, it's a man and a woman. Okay. Sorry, let's clarify that. Don't put me with anything else.
So
please.
Right.
Not that anything is wrong with it, but anyway, yeah. we're going now.
We're going, off. We're speaking about you.
Yes, and we need the chimes stage. Again. Calm down.
Calm down. So, very important that the headboard have a shape that is conducive to a good relationship if one is interested in having a rich and fulfilling sexual life. So most of the beds that are on the market today are flat. Now, we don't want a relationship that's flat. We want it to have some interest. So the ideal shape is like a half moon shape. So we have yet to perfect this flat to enrich her relationship.
If I can interrupt you just a minute with that, we'll just share a couple of our thoughts and ideas. So, you know, for any of the listeners, we did talk about using fabric. We talked about cutting out of possibly particle board, the shape to place behind this headboard. We've talked about using vines and greens and draping them over in such an arch manner. So these are all ways to
enhance
the headboard, and form a softer edge, if I may, the arch, without having to purchase a whole new headboard.
Right. So if you're in a position where you like your bed, you don't need a new bed, it's the grown-up's bed, and you have a flat headboard, there are ways you can achieve the same sort of effect by maybe going to Joann Fabrics and buying, or, you know, greenery or, you know, whatever, or fabric, draping fabric. Mm. Will that help
right.
with that the
yes.
same way?
Okay, yes, cool. And it's a good place to express one's creativity, so it's a good place to play.
Okay, excellent. All right,
lovely.
So now we've got, go ahead, we've got
yes.
the bed and the headboard.
We've got the bed and the headboard. Now, another critical aspect is when Nikki and her partner are in the bed, the wall opposite the bed, it's ideal to have a picture that is restful.
What the about a window with a nice view? Does that count?
It could.
Okay.
It could.
If it's
right.
a nice and restful view.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Nice and restful view. So that's one aspect that we've spoken about but didn't get to at this point.
So far we talked about what it's in the room that so far is good. We're going to post all, everything online, pictures. And so the headboard needs to be modified, and also a picture in front of the bed. And I think it's important to mention also that I had a mirror, and you asked me to remove the mirror in front of the bed.
Why is
yes,
that?
Yes, mirrors in the bedroom are not ideal. If they cross the energy of the bed, which hers did, so her mirror was just opposite the bed. So the saying is that when you sleep and your soul wakes up, it might be frightened if it sees its own image. So there
I'm
can
in trouble.
Can.
But my house came with two attached to the wall on either side of the window, floor-to-ceiling mirrors. I've covered them
Isn't
up as much as I can. It's just dangerous to take down, you know? So it's
right.
just that I wake up, I see myself in the mirror. I don't want to, but it's just there.
Your
anyway,
soul is waking up.
You know, just scared. can I make a suggestion for that, if I may, Randy?
Sure.
You can actually take those mirrors and you can cover them. I mean, you don't have, because the mirror is there, and I understand taking down a mirror can be really tricky because it breaks.
That's also my how do I look mirror, you know, when I get dressed.
Oh, so you actually like having that mirror.
Well,
okay.
But not across the bed, but anyway, but that's my bedroom. So,
right.
But I would just say this, we're
yes.
learning a lot. We want to discuss this process so that,
sure.
you know, you, our listener, can learn in there. So, she did a mirror definitely across from the bed, a no-no, which most hotel rooms, by the way, have it set up that way. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Most mirrors mm-hmm. are directly across the
well,
bed.
Well, they
so
haven't consulted,
souls are
obviously haven't consulted
up.
Lorraine.
Right. Okay, so Hilton, call Lorraine. All right.
Yes.
So anyway.
A lot of souls are waking up in the middle of the night, walking around the hotel, hallways.
That's who's making all the noise.
Okay, so now just in terms of budget, so we've spent money for the bed and the wall hanging so far, and a couple
and,
of things to cover the fridge with
the
wood.
The dresser.
And,
we
didn't mention a dresser yet. What happened
yeah.
with the dresser?
Nice new dresser.
From?
From IKEA. Wonderful dresser.
Mm-hmm. What went into choosing that particular dresser?
Well, frankly, we were not planning to get rid of the end tables or my dresser, but then I picked the color of the bed, the headboard being like brown-black, and then we kind of put
we
us
call
in
it espresso.
Position,
it's an espresso.
Espresso, and then put us in a position that we really either had to paint the dresser or buy a new one, and I had two dressers, and we got rid of both, and we replaced it with
well,
a new one.
Yeah, and here, for our listeners who are thinking, but I have this furniture and it's in good shape. It's a solid piece of furniture. And we did have this conversation with Nikki because she said it is a good piece of furniture. And there are definitely pieces that could be
painted.
You could lightly sand and paint over and change the knobs and give it a different look. With Nikki, she needed a new bed. We chose an espresso finish.
And I didn't have the time to paint
because
I work like 8 days a week.
Yes.
So.
And, but the thing was, is that really to try to, and we're, in, you know, in design, you don't necessarily need things to match, but they have to complement.
Coordinate.
And the
yeah,
lines
okay.
of the dresser that she had, I would say probably were very 80s
and
very
rounded. Yeah.
And the lines of the and angles of the bed that we chose for her, very mission, very clean lines. So that we really determined. We had this conversation, the three of us, and we really determined. No, that was a wise place to to spend money. Mm-hmm. Because we really had to determine in this $1,000 budget where we were going to spend our money and where were the very smart ways to do that. And it was in these two pieces of furniture which really transformed
the room.
The room.
Yeah. Okay. And I have to say, Diane was very strict with us. I mean, Lorraine and I, we were wandering around thinking maybe we could
stretch the budget.
Her.
And I said, absolutely not.
She was
because
strict.
We knew it could be done. And it could be done.
And she did it.
All right. So now you've spent money on a bed, a new drape. Now, this is interesting. Feng Shui question from the ignorant one over here. Having two dressers, reducing them to one, does that not invite another person into your life? Does that, I mean, didn't you say you had two dressers, you got rid of them both, and now you have one dresser?
Yes.
What does that do to the feng shui energy of your room?
Relationship
and sharing.
So does it mean
modify the closet if necessary?
Yeah. Okay, so make room in your closet.
So if you want a relationship in your life, it's a good idea to have two dressers or maybe just make room in the closet. I mean, what ways can somebody do that to have the energy of their room to invite partnership if that's what they want?
I think in today's world it depends on what kind of relationship one has, if it's a live-in or a visiting relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Depending upon if they get a drawer or more.
Depends if they're so in the doghouse.
It can be done with one dresser to start.
It depends what your goal is. So it's all about the person's goal.
Okay, so at this point in Nikki's life, having the big girl bed was a big enough step in terms of inviting
goodness.
A relationship, and the dresser, one dresser was okay
with one empty drawer.
With one empty drawer.
You guys are
terrible. There you go. Well,
I think the biggest challenge was that fridge. It was constantly like that fridge got to go. I mean, that is.
But you still have it in there.
I still have it, but I have it in the other side.
Okay.
You know,
it's sort of disguised like my mirrors will be after
right.
the show.
And, the challenge is, and I know for me as an interior designer, you know, at the end of the day, when I leave a job, it's my client's home, and they have to live in their space, and they have to be comfortable and happy. And for Nikki, the refrigerator was a very important thing. So I
use it every night.
She does. So that was really important. And believe me, I tried to come up with creative ways to move it out of the bedroom into the hallway, but it was not going to work because limitations. So we came up with a very creative way to soften the look of the refrigerator. But still allow her to have what she desired in her
room. Because you have to have what you have to have, for your lifestyle. But there are ways. All right. So continue on with the process.
Well, I just wanted to mention, and then based on Randy's guiding us through the thing, then we had to deal with the two end tables. So next to the bed.
What did you have for end table? You didn't have two end tables with a twin bed, or did you?
I had them, and then. They didn't look right, so Diana and Lorraine came over again. We had a great lunch.
I must say, and I, we were fed very well. We really did. It turned into a
lunch club.
Lunch club. Ladies that lunch.
Yes.
Project Nikki.
Not part of the $1,000.
Right.
We had a great time. So okay.
There's certain exceptions, Randy.
Then they asked me if I'm interested in painting them. Then it was the fridge again on one side of the bed, and the other side was one end table, so I got to get rid of one. So finally.
Wait, interested in painting the end tables or painting the room?
Table.
Okay, all right.
No, the room, the painting of the room, we're going to, Diane talk about it and Lorraine, but concerning the end tables, that was a project because then I went to Helping Hands, a consignment store in Orange that sells, I had pictures of them.
The bulk of your budget spent at IKEA. With what you had left, you decided to go to a consignment shop instead to save money. Okay, great. All right.
So we picked, I did the two end tables that I found there. I got pictures and they decided on the top. And then I got that one, which was if you bring a can of soup or something, they give it to you with a percentage off. So it came out to $15.
What? For two end tables?
No, one.
One. Okay. Wow. That's still really good. Okay.
Yeah. And then the end table store saga continues still because a friend and client is moving and she had an antique end table and I said, well, I like that. She goes, well, that the guy that could, antique dealer was there and says, well, that's $500. She goes, no, I'll give it to you for free. So I took it and I brought it to my house as a gift.
So it helps to have rich friends if you have a budget of $1,000.
Okay. Yes. So she just that gave was it free. You, so great. Yeah, that was awesome. Free. So okay. Now
and
that's
you know, we all find those
on
things.
One side is that end table and the other side is the fridge. Okay. So those are the two.
So you have two different end tables, but they work with each other?
One is the fridge and the other one is the antique.
So what about the $15 one that
no,
you
No, that's downstairs now. Moved it oh, moved right. Downstairs.
So we had to adjust the plan.
Yes, yes downstairs yes. Is a whole different yeah.
Okay. All right.
But that's
animal.
Not that's not Project animal. Nikki. So
at this excuse me, at this point have we exhausted our budget or is there more money to spend?
There is a little bit more money to spend.
I mean, you got pillows, bedding, what did you get for the $1,000? Cuz inquiring
well,
minds
we got,
want to know.
Well, okay, we got the dresser, we got the bed and the mattress, but there's no box spring.
Because
at
it's
IKEA.
That IKEA
there's
platform
just that,
bed, okay.
The platform bed, and then we the two lamps from IKEA, one red that was at the consignment store for $2.50, and the shade a friend of mine gave it to me for free, and then I decided to get a bookcase next to the dresser from IKEA, and I think that was $120 some. So I think we have maybe about $42
left in your
left.
Budget.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And so I've seen the pictures and we'll post them on our blog on our website thelifetalkshow.com.
Mm-hmm.
What are the plans now, or have we left anything out of the process, Lorraine?
Yes, I just want to make a kind of a reverse comment. Is okay. That when one is seeking change, one of the ideas is to let go of the past. So Nikki effectively let go of so many things. She let go of her bed. She let go of the two end tables. She let go of her dresser. So she got a new, she let go of her television. So the energy of the bedroom effectively changed, and the stable is this fridge, which was not let go, but transformed from cooling her relationship corner to warming up her wealth corner and feeding the plant energy, so to speak. So she let go and really is starting to transform her life, which I can see visually in this lovely lady because she has a new haircut, which is magic.
Actually, it looks very much like the haircut in the picture on the website. So you return to that.
Yeah,
so,
maybe.
Yeah, but it's awesome on you.
Let's mention that, you know, prior to Project Nikki, because of her Greek culture, loved, you know, the look of white walls. That was very much the
Thank
way
you
grew
you're
up.
Bringing the paint.
Yes. Yeah. So, and really, when you see the photographs on the website, the transformation is just a softer, more relaxed, more comfortable bedroom. We added paint color to the walls.
Oh, you did. So is it pink or it's like a pinky white?
No, it's actually a pale silver green. So it's close to the white that Nikki, you know, really was used to and wanted to stay with, but a much more toned down, a much more subdued, relaxed
feel. All kinds
feel.
Of white, isn't there? Isn't there all kinds of white?
Thousands.
Well, this is not white.
But this is not white.
The white is not. The walls are not white
They
anymore.
Were originally white, and so we decided
what
to.
What do you call this color in designer language?
It's in the green. It's in the green family.
In the
a
green
silver
family.
Green.
Silver green.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so, you know, paint color is another way, really, to transform a space. So without even, you know, when we talk about maintaining a budget, moving furniture, painting the walls, looking at gently used items and painting furniture in that way, those are all ways to really transform a room. And the other thing is really to take away a lot of the little items that you tend to hold on to and keep a simpler a look or feel. And when you accessorize.
Yeah.
Less to dust. We'll come right back and talk more about this process. You are listening to The Life Talk Show.
This segment comes to you by Interiors by Diana, a full-service interior design firm specializing in residential and commercial renovations and design. Receive a complimentary consultation at interiorsbydiana.com. The best advice for better living. and by Penguin's Best Housekeeping Service, serving commercial and residential properties in the greater Fairfield County since 1994. Specializing in property management for upscale residential estates, visit us at penguinsbesthousekeepingservice.com. The Life Talk Show is sponsored by Champions Mentoring Program, who serves children and youth in the greater Bridgeport area who are impacted by the incarceration of a family member. A rewarding opportunity to enrich and inspire the life of a child and yours. Be a champion. Tina Bannis at familyreentry.org.
We are talking on the Life Talk Show, decorating on a shoestring. The shoestring in this case is $1,000, but the tips that we're sharing here on the Life Talk Show will really, depending on what your budget is, we're sharing tips that will help you stay within your budget. In Nikki's case, it's Project Nikki. We, meaning not me, but Diana and our guest, Lorraine Lupone, feng shui expert and energy expert. And Nikki, they all work together to stay within their set budget of $1,000. But in this case, it included a brand new dresser and a brand new bed. But if your budget is lower than that, we're sharing tips about how you can transform your room. So we were talking about paint, right, as we left, and furniture, changing furniture and understanding energy in a room and where things are placed, and there are changes you can make. So let's go on to talk about the rest of the process so far. And I'd also like to talk a bit about the room that had no budget, where you just moved some furniture around to transform the energy.
That would be the one downstairs.
Yes. Well,
it was amazing, the two of them, the three of us actually, right, moving things.
In feng shui, there are three key placements. The bed, it ideally should be against a solid wall for support, with a solid headboard to give the person or persons support in life. The second is the placement of the desk, and the same thing holds true with the desk, that the chair that one sits on at their desk is a chair that's high enough to also feel that they're given support. So it's not a low chair. It's not a chair that has open spokes. It really gives extra support. And additionally, that chair is against a solid wall.
That the chair
is against a solid wall, so you have behind your chair a solid wall.
How far back? I mean, if your desk is against a wall and your room is...
The desk is not against the wall.
Even if it has a big hutch?
I know, that's
yeah, you don't want it. You don't want to have your back to the room.
You don't want to have your back to the room or your back to the
door. And that's how my desk was, and they moved it.
Okay.
So the desk is key to empowerment and also represents finances, that you need to be in a place where you can see who is coming in the door, that you're in a commanding position when you're at your desk. So Nikki's desk was turned in such a way that she now faces the door. It's a little bit on a diagonal, which is very dynamic. And I'm hoping to hear from her that it's given her a different perspective on her life and business, because when you're in business, you are in charge. And I'm hoping, I can see by this haircut that you're feeling
more in charge. I'm feeling the love.
The next book, the feng shui haircut.
Right. Yes.
No, but I've been to your home, Nikki, not since this, but your desk, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't it at the bottom of the stairs against the wall?
Facing the wall.
Was facing the wall all the way, not at the bottom of the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs was a bookcase. It was... You're going down the stairs. It was against the wall as you on the landing.
Yes.
On the landing, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
At the bottom.
I thought it was. Yeah, at the bottom of the stairs.
But not under the stairs.
No. It wasn't under the stairs. Yes. It was at the bottom of the stairs, and it was just tucked into a corner, and it faced a solid wall.
And
it was against a solid wall.
Lady, Miss Lorraine Lupone said, no, that desk has to be facing.
So she was literally facing the door. I mean, facing a wall. Not facing the door, not facing her opportunities, not being in an empowered space. So we were able to suggest, and she received the suggestion, to completely turn herself around in life. And so now she has a commanding view of her entire first level as well as the door.
What else did you move? Well, so I can see from the pictures that's very powerful. It looks much more professional and welcoming.
Yes.
Well, you know, let's just talk about furniture placement in general. And I think people really feel that large pieces of furniture need to be, you know, against a wall instead of floating in a room. And it really is about the flow of the room and softening the corners. So with that said, Nikki had a very large dining room table that she brought with her from her previous life. Beautiful, beautiful furniture. That was a wedding gift, I believe, right, Nikki?
For my dad,
right.
Yeah.
So that was something that was very meaningful to her. And, you know, is the scale necessarily right for, you know, her place now?
No.
It's not. It's very large. So she really had it against the wall, feeling as if that's where it needed
to be.
We got
to have room to walk around. That's absolutely the, you know, thinking of it. Okay.
But we were able to move the furniture in such a way, we used diagonals, and really, you know, I think probably the natural feeling would be in a small space. Well, geez, everything needs to be pushed against the wall to give space. But we didn't. We moved the furniture on diagonals to again, for better flow in the room, soften the corners, and I think it's a much more comfortable feel.
I have to admit, after you ladies were there, that was the first one of the few times that I started using that dining room table every day. Because before, I only used it for parties because it was kind of out of the way. And now it's used every day. Because
and that room, the budget was zero. It was just labor
just moving
and feeding
things.
Them lunch, evidently.
Yes, absolutely. Because we did it for the show, wow. And they put their hard time.
But do you feel like you've lost space or do you feel like you've gained space?
No, I have to admit that after they left, I kind of like thanked them and I resented them because I was like, okay, now, now what do I do? Because I can't get used to it. This is too much. Everything is moved. I mean, I got up in the morning. I'm going downstairs. I'm like, oh my God, what has this happened to my house? But now I like it. I'm not crazy about the sofa being on the diagonal, but the desk, I think, is going to stay.
Okay. And Lorraine's itching to talk. Go.
Well, this is an opportunity to speak about really the key element in feng shui, which is about qi, or the energy flow.
Mm-hmm.
So the energy wants to come in the front door, not through the garage, as we spoke the last time,
where
you park in the garage.
No, I'm glad you're bringing that up. I know where you're going with that.
So the chi is now coming, and because of the placement, it circulates and flows around the room more softly, and then is able to move up to the stairs to the bedroom and the rest of her space. So it's the qi flow that makes the room feel differently. And given the wonderful large dining room table, despite its size, it still is part of this nice flow. And the other point I wanted to make is that you've created a new qi path. And people get into a pattern in their space of going and doing things in the same way. So, for example, when you go to a hotel room, you're confused until you say, I'm going to put this here, put that here. You have to establish a new qi path. So by the next day,
it grounds you.
Mm-hmm. So,
That's very. Where is your dining room table now? It was against.
It's under the stairs. They put it under the stairs.
Nikki has an open staircase with a little area underneath where
if
my son were in that apartment, he'd put his bicycle there probably.
Yeah,
okay,
so
there was
a bookcase. They moved it.
And so now you have your dining room table under the open stairs.
Partially.
And it works well for you.
Yes.
You're using
it
more often.
Yes. But they moved. The interesting thing is the two of them said, Nikki, you can't put anything in that space. Because there is an empty space right under the stairs. You have to create that flow, and you can't give it that look of clutter. So
because you had a bookcase
there.
Under there.
There's nothing
right.
there.
So this is really fascinating stuff. I have another question, though. And did you have to get rid of a lot of stuff to make this? I mean, Lorraine talked about letting go.
Upstairs, yes.
So you had to get rid of stuff to make room for the new. But downstairs, where you just rearrange things, did you find that, like, oh, now I have no place to put my books? Or
No, not so far, but I think they have plans. Because the saga of Nikki's project, Nikki, is not over because Lorraine about the bookcase. I'm leaving Lorette to talk about that.
Okay.
Are we talking about the bookcase in the entry
by the
hall?
Door. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
That was so an interesting one.
She has a...
I have a lot of books.
A large, fairly high bookcase that in some ways is interrupting the flow as you enter her apartment.
In a small foyer.
So we have come up with some suggestions as to where that could go.
Right.
When we go to Nikki Project Phase 2.
Oh, and now is that a new budget or that's just more rearranging of furniture?
No, the ladies decided that we cannot do $1,000 for the whole house.
But that wasn't the plan.
It has to be for the 1,000 for upstairs, 1,000 for downstairs.
Okay, so we're saving up for Phase 2, which will be a downstairs building on what you've already done with rearranging the furniture. So what will be in Phase 2 bookcase?
Well, the relocation of the bookcase, and Nikki has indicated her sofa is in question.
Because it's too big, right?
Well, the sofa,
it's too flowery.
Nikki has a very, you like clean lines and a little bit more simplistic. And the sofa you would purchase, but you purchase it on a whim, which is,
I was going through a divorce, coming back to Connecticut, and I needed the sleep sofa in case my parents would visit, so it was
there and you bought it. You liked it. Okay.
Just as a suggestion, and I know people do this quite often, is people will be out and buy one piece of furniture and then, then buy a second piece instead of having a plan. And really, that's, what interior design is. Yes.
Guilty.
And then what happens is down the line, just a couple of years down the line, they don't like the things that they purchase and how can I fix this?
And we talked about cover it, talked about getting a new one. I think we voted on getting a new one.
Right, so because we talked about reupholstery, which can be, costly, but if it's a very good piece of furniture,
it's worth it.
If it's a quality piece of furniture and well-made, reupholstery probably is the way to go. But to reupholster a piece of furniture, a middle-of-the-road piece of furniture, it really, it's not cost-effective. So we did discuss reupholstery and we did discuss slip covers, and really what we determined is that probably a big part of her budget downstairs will be
a new
sofa. And that will
change.
And
a chair for the desk.
And that will
There's
change
two things.
The look of the room.
Go ahead, Lorette.
Yes, exactly.
My chair is not high. My desk chair.
Yes, the chair for her desk would be a key new element to add, that it has a higher back.
So, and five legs instead of four.
To give a lot of stability as well as support.
Interesting. I'm starting to feel the pressure now about my house. So
is it going to be Project Randy next?
Oh, please. Your $1,000 budget is not in the cards right now. But going to get real in a way, and we definitely have gotten real for some people with this $1,000 budget. Mm-hmm. But I spent many years, and I have a 4-bedroom home, so I'm not complaining at all. But when you move, you tend to expand to meet your space.
Right.
And I raised two kids pretty much on my own all the time, and so, I used to tell people my apartment is decorated in early Goodwill and lots of love from hand-me-downs. I have a wall unit that is essentially the bedroom furniture of one of my best friends that I've known since I was born. And my first husband and I stripped it and redid it. And it still works. We like it. We've repurposed it many times. And it's just a little bit of this, the dollhouse I built with my daughter, and it kind of goes together, and it's very piecemeal, but I'm comfortable with it. Thank you. I mean, I love my home, but I definitely have budgeted on the side of cheap when I have bought. And if I have money, I'd love to get really sturdy, substantial couches, but a lot of what we have is furniture that I'm almost like, Nikki, why didn't you give me those end tables? So it's just like I have to stop foraging in other people's garbage. But it is a way that I was able to have a comfortable home for my children as I grew up, and think of replacing things. Like for instance, not everybody can do the diagonal. Like I'm listening to the desk now. I have a desk, and it has a hutch So, but it's right next to the door, and I can definitely see who's coming in. So I've got like half of the feng shui. And it's like, so here's the door into the room, and my desk is right next to that door.
Looking out into your kitchen.
Looking out into my kitchen, so that I feel like I have the flow coming in, mm-hmm. And that seems to work for me. So do I have to feel bad about what I've done, or just, you know,
well, let's hear from the
I see the glint in Larae's eyes. Yes, let's fix Randy.
No. There are two things that I'd like to share. One is when I come in, I really come in with a very positive attitude that if there is something that is really good and working, I want to emphasize that because it's not about coming in and say, oh, I suggest you do this, this, and mm-hmm. that. What is really good and working, I like to really emphasize that. The second thing is, unlike Diana's role as a decorator, where people would be calling her because, you know, they really tend to want something new, most of the time, I rarely suggest buying something new. We just mm-hmm. take what someone has and put it in a
rearrange it,
put it in an empowered position, and it changes really everything.
Yeah,
right.
So very interesting.
And that's what you guys did for downstairs.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Just taking what you have, which you is meaningful. You mm-hmm. know, everything came from someone or someplace.
Or cheaper than buying new. I mean, I own it. That's the cheapest there
and
is. Right?
You know, and I think and just
what I can afford.
Right. And let's just go back to what you had just said about, you know, making purchases. If you're considering a purchase, again, plan for your room, plan for the pieces you have and how you're going to incorporate. But when you're going to invest in furniture, because in furniture is an investment, you know, err on the side of timeless. Try not to go with trendy, because trendy you'll get tired of.
Or maybe in my case, the flowers.
Right, simple, clean lines.
Solid change
color,
a throw pillow,
absolutely.
But you can't change a couch. So
you know,
easily.
if you have a limitless budget and you know
maybe
that in 5 years you can redecorate or renovate, that's fine. But if you know you have a very strict budget and what you're purchasing is needs to last many years, clean lines, timeless, and neutral. Works.
Neutral.
Okay.
Yeah. Neutral.
Accessorizing is easier to change.
Absolutely.
So we have just about 5 minutes left. So let's start to think about, I know there's a lot we've left out we haven't said. So Larae, why don't you start and just kind of, you know, kind of sum up what we're speaking about. And what would you say as we begin to think about wrapping up the show? What would you most like our listeners to know?
I would like them to know that feng shui is about changing the energy or the qi flow in the house to move them to a happier place, mm-hmm. and that they can many times use everything that they already have, just give it a new position. And if they were to buy something new, or bring in something new, it would be things that enhance the qi, which would be live plants, and fresh flowers are lovely. And because the Project Nikki was in some way first about the bedroom and relationships, there is a feng shui story set that says, if you want a new relationship, change your hairdo 27 days in a row. Now, Nikki went for a great haircut that is
not easily changed,
but she did change something about what happened has changed Nikki's chi. And I would say,
It's all good.
So there's personal feng shui as well. Right?
Yes.
And it's reflected in the person because it's really about your inner space.
And how you feel about the space. Okay. And it takes time to get used to it. So I have to say that Larae called me when I got the bigger bed, the big girl bed. And she's like, Nikki, how are you doing? I said, not good. The bed is too big. I don't want it. I'm miserable. She goes, no, you're going to stay with this. I'll talk to you next week. And she was right.
By the next week,
But it was so strange. But Larae anticipated all that. And and Diane also, because they told me that I got to chill. Right. It's going to be all good. And it turned out to be all good.
All right. So, you know, change is scary for many of us. And when I had my own apartment in Los Angeles, I had a one-bedroom apartment, and I used to, if I was feeling depressed about anything, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to turn on the music, and I'm going to rearrange my furniture. I must have done that every 6 months, and I always felt like I got a new lease on life because I could change my surroundings. And I didn't know anything about feng shui. I'm just like, I wonder what the couch would look like over here. And, you know, and it really, I would, like, get up in the middle of the night and walk into the room again and go, look what I did. Like, it was such a feeling of power to just make a change in what seems permanent. So, and I've done that in my own home several times. Some rooms are easier than others. But right now, like with our bedroom, we've had our bed on every conceivable wall, including diagonal. And finally, where it is, we're happy with, because we have a room. It's a small master bedroom with two windows. And I don't, unless my bed is where it is, I've got my bed against the window. And I like to look out of the window. So finally I said, you know what, this is where the bed is staying. Other things can move around. So sometimes you say, okay, this is it for this house.
Right.
So that you can get a new lease on life just by sometimes, even now, I'm going to run this by you because I am the, like, ignorant one here, so to speak. So if my life feels cluttered, sometimes what I'll do is clean out one drawer.
So true.
I would just, like, take the file drawer, and I just sat, and my file drawer got stuck. That's what really happened. I couldn't get it out, so I had to take everything out of it to get it unstuck so it would roll again, and I went, well, I'm not putting all these things back in the drawer. I threw out probably half of the papers in that file drawer, and no one could see it.
Sure.
But I just felt like a new person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true. Isn't
I feel
it amazing?
The same way.
It's amazing. Yeah. I do that spring and fall, you know, with the clothes, and then it goes further. It is phenomenal.
Try it with your fridge. I mean,
just anything.
Yeah. Right, absolutely.
Absolutely. All right, so we're down to the last minute or so here. So I think we're going to let Larae have the last word here. And so Nikki and Diana and I will just share our little tips as we do at the end of every show. Before we do that, let me tell you about our show next week, as Thanksgiving is a few days away and people are celebrating it. Whatever way you celebrate, we wish you a fabulous Thanksgiving. If you're going to
Happy
McDonald's, if it's open, have a good, you know, burger. Everybody has their, don't let your expectations create your Thanksgiving. Just enjoy whatever it is, however you choose to spend the holiday. Some people are working on Thanksgiving, or they made Thanksgiving of their own a week ago. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And when you're with us next Saturday, we'll talk about the holiday season and expectations versus gratitude versus, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We'll talk about the holiday season and how we can keep it in perspective and create our own traditions and have a good time and avoid feeling bad. So back to redecorating on a shoestring. Nikki, your tip?
I say love your home and it will love you back. Remember, less is more.
Okay.
And because we have our holiday show next week and everybody's decorating for the holidays, however that may be, just a quick little tip for the upcoming holiday season. Choose two or three colors for your holiday palette and keep it consistent throughout your home.
That's lovely. And, I just say if it's beautiful to you, the cost does not matter. You can see a lot of, you can get something, a friend can give it to you for free just because it would have cost $500. That's definitely a find. I'll sometimes go in Goodwill, and if something just makes me, I say, I really would like to look at that in my home. Whether it cost you a dollar, it feels good if it would have cost $20 to begin with, but if it's beautiful to you, the cost does not matter. Reminding you before we let Larae have our last word here that her book is Designing a Happier Life. You can go to designingahappierlife.com and find out more information. It's an easy guidebook. It's not, it's thin and beautifully laid out with lovely colors. It makes me want to read it right now. I do have it at home, so I'm going to read it. But I like a guidebook that just starts right in with simple tips, and this is Feng Shui with Larae. Your last tip for our listeners?
I'm so pleased that I've met you, and thank you very much for inviting me. I think what gives me the most pleasure in life is to be in someone's home and find out who they are and what they want and help them transform that house into what they want to be in life.
And she'll dress in your energy. Thank you so much. Thank you, Larae. It's been a pleasure having you back. Project Randy is next, I think.
Yes. for sure. Signed up.
Thank you guys for listening to The Life Talk Show.
You've been listening to The Life Talk Show on WDJZ-AM. If you have an idea for a future topic, would like to be a guest or a sponsor of our show, or just tell us what you think, please email us at info@thelifetalkshow.com. Our Twitter handle is @LifeTalkShow, and our Facebook page is The Life Talk Show. Sharing ideas for meaning, joy, and success. The Life Talk Show with Randy, Diana, and Nikki on WDJZ-AM every Saturday at 4. The Life Talk Show. Join us.